Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
1-1, ground ball to short. Up with it is Ortiz. Fires to first, ball game over. A 6-2 victory against the Dodgers. And the Brewers come to L.A. and take 3 of 4. Great series win for Milwaukee. And they can head back home, rest up tomorrow.
What a great finish for the Brewers on the road. And it's a road trip that started in disastrous fashion as the Brewers got swept by the Padres, but take, as you heard there, 3 of 4 from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Catronio, on the line with us this morning. Dom, I can't tell you how many Brewers fans, you probably heard it as well and saw it in your social media feed when folks were talking about, hey, beat the Dodgers. Hey, got the series, got the season series from the Dodgers. So many haters out there going,
yeah, well, we'll see what happens in October. See what happens in September.
Are we supposed to not be happy about I get it, but are we supposed to not be happy?
The haters hate everything. Don't listen to the haters.
Okay, I won't.
Okay? Like, it's I just don't. If you don't have a real profile picture or a real name, or you're just chirping me on the text line or the chat line with a million consonants and letters, you know, I call them passwords, where it's like, you're nobody's. Like, just stop it. Like, you enjoy nothing, and you hate everything, so leave. This was awesome. This was exactly what the Brewers needed. 3 out of 4, playing their brand of baseball again, too. This wasn't like eking out 3 out of 4, where they were really going back and forth or struggling. Like, no, the Brewers got back to playing Brewer ball, especially on Saturday and Sunday, with William waking up these last two games, chasing Tarek Skubal with, you know, long innings against him, then adding on late against the bullpen, the comeback kids on Thursday. This was exactly the reset the Brewers needed.
It was pretty cool, just the start and finish with Jake Bowers saying, hey, we just need to chill the F out after the Padres series. And then to walk the walk. I mean, he had a hell of a series.
I mean, 5 times to the plate. All 5 times reached 4 hits, including a walk. Furthermore, all 5 of those plate appearances came against left-handed pitching, left on left. And this was a guy coming into this year who had really been platooned his whole career, meaning he only faced right-handed pitching. And this year, he's having a career year across the board in his walk year. I can't say enough good things about Jake Bowers. As you said there, Eric, like, clubhouse presence, we all need to chill out. And then he did it, right? He had the go-ahead RBI on Thursday. He had great base running in yesterday's game. He's playing right field. He's playing first base. He's doing everything the Brewers ask of him. And quite frankly, guys, I am starting the process and the research and everything of Jake Bowers deserves to be a top 10 MVP vote getter. Like, I'm dead serious. I think you can argue that he has been the team's MVP ahead of Bryce Terang, ahead of some of the guys that you would expect because of the versatility to play all over the place. I'm not saying he's a gold glover, but my goodness, having a career year, leading the team in home runs, playing against both righties and lefties, and doing whatever the team asks of him, that's what an MVP does.
Dom Catronio is with us here on Brewers 360. Glad you mentioned the pitching matchup because this couldn't have worked out any better. You had Tarek Skubal, who's now a Dodger. He's the guy the Brewers and everybody wanted. And
wait, Skubal's a Dodger?
Right. And as we discussed, one of the guys the Brewers might likely have had to give up to get him was Logan Henderson. They face off against each other on a Sunday afternoon, and our guy gets the win.
It's poetic, right? It's just baseball's the best. That's how it always works out, because when I look at it under the hood, and I'm looking at some of the numbers, and I was previewing it yesterday, you know, under the hood, this season alone, I'm not saying the body of work for Tarek Skubal is the same as Logan Henderson's, but just this season, you kind of have to squint to see the difference. You really do. Like, there's a lot underneath there that you're like, well, his strikeout rate's this, and well, so is his. Well, his walk rate's this, and so is his, and his ERA is actually better than his. So what are we trying to say here? I think that it all worked out as it was supposed to, right? The Brewers were never going to give up Logan Henderson. And people on the outside were critical of it, saying, what the heck? Why would you not give up this kid? It's Tarek Skubal. You know, like, it's the best pitcher in the game. Well, Brewers kind of argued saying, we don't think he's the best pitcher in the game. We think our guy is just as good. And they kind of doubled down on that with that victory yesterday. Did they tear the cover off the ball? No. But did they get to him that third time through? Yes. They're going to probably see Skubal again in the postseason this year. By the way, they've got to him twice now this season. They got to him when he was a Tiger, just the Brewers lost to the bullpen later in that game.
What do we make of Bryce Turang? We thinking he might be back this week? I didn't even recognize the guy playing second base yesterday.
Yeah, new guy, right?
Jonathan Ornelas. Yeah, Phoenix kid. Shout out to my hometown. But the word is Turang is back tomorrow. He's been dealing with a right knee issue. They've been kind of cloudy about what exactly is wrong. So it just sounds like general soreness, not like anything ligament related or anything like that. But he's expected to be back tomorrow against the Mariners. Cooper Pratt is also starting a rehab assignment on Tuesday up in Appleton with the High A Timber Rattlers. So that's good news there as well. And we could see Sal Frelick back tomorrow, too. He has been spending the last 8 days in AAA Nashville. So when you say all those names, you make you realize, wait, the Brewers won 3 out of 4 without those three right in LA. Whew, that's a pretty good sign.
What do you know about the Mariners, Dom?
The Mariners cannot hit. They are in a rut of all ruts right now. Cal Raleigh, it's been the most disappointing player in baseball, and it's a shame because he's such a great guy. After 60 homers a year ago, this year, or not 60, I should say 58, I believe, but it's been a 160 batting average. It's been very odd for the Mariners, and yet they're not technically dead in the American League West because the American League is so mediocre with so many teams being under 500, but they simply cannot hit.
It'll be Brewers and Mariners tomorrow as the crew gets a day off today, and so does Dom, but for this year appearance.
Thank you, bud.
All right, I'm going to bed. See you guys.
8:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News.